message right now. It's a new series called Body Language. And in case you are here and wonder where do we get these messages, we get our messages right from the Word of God. Usually, I thank the Lord, my wife has a big part in what I'm going to talk about, how I'm going to, the message series that we're going in, the worship guide that you hold in your hand today that you've got, that's what my wife does. She takes care of that. It's a spirit of cooperation. We work together. I love that. Before we started fellowship, I told my wife, I said, I don't know where we're going or what we're going to do, honey, because I didn't. I said, whatever it is, it's you and me, baby. I didn't say that for applause, but I do mean that. It's us, and I appreciate it. And you know, guys, you know how your wife can speak into you, and she can say things, and she knows where you're coming from, and she can be a blessing and a help. So that's how we do these series. We'll come up with some titles, and of course, I don't know a thing about graphics, computers, or anything, and she'll take that and run with it. And then Roger, the Dodger down here, he takes the messages, and we chat, he and I and Alex, and then he puts together graphics and the scriptures, and that's how we do our messages. And they're right from the Bible, right from the Word of God. So this is a big deal to us. It's a big deal. It's what we do. We love it. We love to preach. We love to share the Word. And this is a new series, and I'm excited about it. It's called Body Language. You might hear it today and say, well, he's much more excited than I am. But anyway, we hope that you're going to enjoy it today. Body Language. This morning. Let's go with the message this morning. Our bodies were not made for ourselves. Our bodies were not made for ourselves. To worship ourselves. To pamper ourselves endlessly. To admire ourselves constantly. That's not why God gave you a body. Okay? Let's keep moving. We need to be in good health as much as reasonably possible. Okay? We got a lot of health care physicians, nurses, folks like that in the building today. I understand that. Some of y'all went and saw this past week and you were a help to me. I appreciate it. But so we do need to be in good health as much as reasonably possible. But look at what the Bible says. 1 Timothy says, for what? Say it with me. Bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. So what does that mean? It means that your purpose on this planet and the reason you were created was not to obsessively focus on your body. Okay? That's not why you've been put here. Let's keep moving. You are here in your body to glorify Jesus Christ. I'd like you to make that personal. I am here in my body to glorify Jesus Christ. One more time. I am here in my body to glorify Jesus Christ. That's why I'm on planet Earth. And that's why He put me here. Let's keep moving. If you are body focused, you will accomplish very little for eternity. That's what that verse means. Bodily exercise profiteth little. If you are body focused on your body and your physical body, you're going to accomplish very little for eternity. That's not dissing being in good health and exercising and staying in good health. It's not that at all. But you need to have priority. Things need to be in check. Our reason on here was not just to get up every day and jog and go through and never accomplish anything by touching people's lives. You are here to make a difference in people's lives. If you name the name of Christ, He loved people, so should you. So should I. We need to touch people's lives. We need to affect change in our world. Not just worry about us all the time. That's what we're going to be talking about. My body is His temple. God doesn't have anything else to live in down here. Did you know that? Even though we use this building today, and today becomes a place of worship, we are the temple of what? The Holy Spirit. God lives in us. When we leave here today, the doors are going to shut. It's all going to lock down. You come in here, it's going to be cold as ice. This place isn't going to be alive anymore. It's alive right now. I can feel it. Okay? It's not going to be alive anymore. It's just a building. But you are a living temple for God. Let me tell you why it's important that you're not totally body focused. Because guess what? Even as hard as you work at it, it's appointed unto man. Say it with me. Once to... And after this, for what? A picnic? Huh? The judgment. And you're going to really wish how to listen. Because it's going to happen. Keep moving. This is a statement I want you to say. This is one of them old Clark things. Here it is. you will die someday. It could be today. Then what will you say? Could you say that with me? You will die someday. It could be today. Then what will you say? Go say something. Everybody's going to stand before God and give an account for the things done in the body. This is important. My body is His temple. Let's keep moving. Now, as I started studying body, you open up your Bible, concordances, you can go on the computer. I just use the old-fashioned thing. I still do that. The old book. You know, the old books with concordances and things like that. Words in. And so you look up the word body. Body appears a lot of times in the Bible. And so, as I was studying, I came up with just four thoughts. Four things. And here's the first one. Number one. A special body. You have a special body. Look at the scripture. We're going to look at a couple of statements. You were created by God. You were made in His image, in His likeness. Look at what the Bible says. God said, let us. I believe that's the Holy Spirit, Jesus. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Verse 27, so God created man, help me, in His own image. And in the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. You know, big news this week, they found a fish about this long in some kind of mud somewhere up here up in some mountain area. About that long. They got all excited. They ate like six of them. This is evolution. If you want to believe that's your mama, go ahead. You hear? I knew my mama, and that ain't her. Okay? Listen, you're created in the image of God. If you want to believe you came from a dog or a monkey, go ahead. You're going to act like one. Listen, we're created in the image of God. I have a special body. You might not like my body, but God likes the body He gave me. He gave me this body. Amen? And I'm going to live for Him in this body. My body is a special body for God. Let's keep moving. What else do we see? You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the work of God Almighty's hands. And you know, by the way, I love dogs. I got a great dog. Best dog, I think, in the world is my dog. I love him. And then I know you'd argue me on that one. And I got a cat named Jasper. I named him after my uncle. You know? I did. Uncle Jasper. But anyway, then I got a new cat. He's got seven toes. He does. Chews a button. He's got a flat face. I used to watch. Remember Archie and all that? The game years ago? And there was that kid on there named Jughead. So my cat's head looks sort of funny, so I named him Jughead. Jug. All right? So I love cats. I love dogs. But listen, they're not created in the image of God. They're not created in the image of God. You can have a relationship with God. My dog can't. Okay? As much as I like them, but you can have a relationship with God Almighty. He speaks into your spirit. It's wonderful. You're just a wonderfully made, created being. Let's look at Psalm 139. There's a Bible full of this stuff, but I just look at Psalm 139 because I love this. Look at it. Just some excerpts. Oh Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down city and my uprising. Thou understandest my cause far off. Thou encompassest my path and my lying down, and You're acquainted with all my ways. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Your Spirit, God? Whither shall I flee from Your presence? If I ascend up to heaven, You're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, You're there. Psalm 139, verse 12. Yea, the darkness hides not from You, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to You, God. For Thou hast possessed my reins. You've covered me in my mother's womb. Verse 14, I will praise Thee. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You have a special body. Amen? That's number one. We don't need to stay there very long. You have a special body. Let's keep moving. My body is His temple. Number two, we have a living body. And we are to be a living body. What did Sally's song say? We're to be a living what? Sacrifice. That's our opportunity. God created you. He made you. Jesus died for you. He rose for you. And now opportunity awaits you. Opportunity awaits you to be a living sacrifice to Jesus Christ, to realize your purpose on this planet, and to do something for God. You can be alive for God. Let's look at it. You were made to serve the Lord. Can you just say that personally? I was made to serve the Lord. I mean, I love my dog Oreo. I love Jasper. I'm starting to love Jug. But I honestly don't believe they were made to serve the Lord. Okay? God didn't put them in charge down here to tell people about Jesus. Amen? To reach out and love and help folks. Okay? That's our job. We've been made to do that. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. You're bought with a price, a high price, by the way. Therefore, glorify God in your what? Body. And in your spirit, which are God's. You've been made to serve the Lord. Something else. You are to be alive unto God. I am to be alive unto God. I am to live for God. God doesn't look down here at Gary Clark or you and think anything different about your life. He knows that you are to be alive for Him. You go, what's God's will? Here it is. Live for Jesus Christ. Live for the Lord. That's the will of God for your life. You can know it today. You have a purpose and a reason. You're to live for God. Romans 6:11. And such were some of you. See, some of you say, well, you don't understand what I've been through. How much Cain I've raised. The water under the bridge. Guess what? And such were some of you. But look at me. You've been washed. Hallelujah. Amen. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. Lights are going out everywhere. That's all right. Let's keep rolling. Listen, you're alive unto God. It doesn't matter what your past is. You have a new future. You can do something for God. You can live for Him in this body. All things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. You have to make a decision if you want to live for God. You have to make a decision. It's your choice. I can't do it for you. You have to do it. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And He gave Himself for me. Another verse. Solid saying it. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Say this with me. Let's start again. Come on. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Keep moving. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I am to be alive unto God. In Luke chapter 12, there's Jesus is talking. It says, take no thought for your life, what shall be on tomorrow, what you shall eat and drink. Here's what the Bible says. And He says, listen, the life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. We have more purpose in our life than just taking care of this body and what we can put in this body or put on this body. You've got a greater purpose than that. That's to live for God. You can be a living body for God. Now let's keep moving. My body is His temple. Can you say that with me? My body is His. Now, you might say, Pastor, that sounds great, wonderful. I'm to be a living sacrifice for the Lord. How in the world can I do that? How in the world can I do that? And so that's why we're going to this point right here. This is the meat of the message right here. Point number 3. A kept body. We have a special body. We are to be a living body for God. Well, how do I do that? I'm to have a kept body. K-E-P-T. Where did I get that from? Right from the Bible. Nobody's going to control your body for you. Nobody's going to put you down on that cross and make you live for Jesus. Nobody can do that. You know, now I know there are control freaks that try to control people's lives and try to control our lives. Listen, bottom line is nobody can do this for you. And nobody can control you. Nobody can make you serve Jesus Christ. Many pastors like me have tried raising their kids, having them go here and do this and do that. Guess what? They grow up. And at the end of the day, it's their decision if they're going to follow Jesus Christ. Well, what happened? What went wrong? What went wrong is like everything else. Everybody has a choice. You going to serve the Creator or not? You going to live for the Lord or not? It's your choice if you are going to control your body and be under the Spirit's control. Here's what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I what? Keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Listen, this business of being my body, His temple, is tough work. It is tough. How many your body says something other than serve Jesus sometimes? Your body ever taught you like that? Go places it shouldn't go, think things it shouldn't do, do things it shouldn't do. It's a battle. We still have the flesh. Yes, we have the Spirit, but we still got the flesh. We still got this old sin nature in us. Some preachers and people teach that when you get saved, your sin nature's just gone. Mine's still here. You know what I'm saying? Thank God I got a friend sticks closer than a brother. I've got the Spirit in me, but I still, it's a war, it's a battle, it's a struggle. So I have to keep my body in subjection. So how do we do this? How do we become a living body? How do we make our body His temple and glorify God? We've got to keep it. How do I keep my body for God? Here we go. I was reading through the Bible. A lot of these verses I knew, I've come across for years, but I just thought, wow. And I'd like to share it with you right now. Number one, you need to realize I'm a new creation. Can you say that with me? I am a new creation. Listen, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I can live for God. Why? Because I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Look at Philippians 4:13, a verse that we quote often. I can do what? All things through Christ who strengthens me. I need to realize if I'm going to keep my body, if I'm going to be that place, that temple, that body that God can work through and use, I've got to realize I'm a new creation. And I can do this. Number two, I need to watch and pray. I need to watch and pray. If you think, oh, I'm going to live for Jesus, but you're not going to read the Bible, you're not going to pray, you're not going to be serious, you're not going to live for God. Oh, you might fool me, and you might fool others, but as people get closer to you, you're not going to be fooling them too much.
Amen, that's true.
Okay? It ain't happening. If you want to live for God, it's going to take some effort. Watch and pray. Jesus said this, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is what? Willing, the flesh is weak. And we get charged up on something, yay! And then we crash and burn on Monday. Why? Spirit's definitely willing. You feel it here, don't you? The willingness to serve God, the willingness to do. Then you hit the road out there and you struggle like crazy. Watch and pray. That's what it's going to take. Number three, I bear inside me the dying of Jesus. If you're going to have a kept body, you've got to bear inside of you the dying of Jesus. Look at this. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Why? Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. I tell you what, that helps me in my life. You know, for me to live for Christ, here I start to go down wrong trails just like you do. I have bad thoughts just like you do. I struggle with things just like you do. And many times I fall, make horrible, dumb, stupid mistakes. However, the way I make it is what would Jesus do? Jesus died for me. I love Him. He gave His life on the cross for me. I want to keep His death inside of me. I want to always bear inside of me the dying of Jesus. If Jesus died for me, I can die to this. Amen? If Jesus died for me, I can die to this. I don't have to do that. I do not have to do that. Why? Because Jesus died for me, and I'm going to die to this. Does that make any sense to anybody other than just me? I hope it does. Bearing inside of you the dying of Jesus. How do I keep my body? I put off the sins of the flesh. Colossians 2:11 and 12. and whom also you're circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, where also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. Listen, there are certain things that we do in our flesh. We've got to put them off. Are you with me? Amen? Say it. Well, I just come to Jesus. He just accepts everybody on the cross. Well, he does. Amen. He died for you. The ground is level. And I can just do what I want to, live any way I want to, because his blood covers everybody. That is stupidity. That is making the grace of God a license to sin. It's forbidden. Okay? Are you hearing me today? We have to put off the flesh. We have to put off the flesh. I have to say, no, I cannot do that. That doesn't please God. I don't do that, by the way, to impress people. It won't work. Ooh, I can't do that. Somebody might see me. Okay? Somebody might see me do this. I can't do that. You know, listen, don't live your life like that. Live your life because you love Jesus. You put on this so that you can serve Him and He can live through you with power. Let's keep moving. What's the next thing? I am confident. How do I keep my body? Because I'm confident that this body is not my eternal body. If you think this is all there is, then live and get all the gusto you can get. Amen? But this isn't all there is, friend. This body is given you for a short period of time. The Bible says, take no thought for tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Life is a vapor. It appears for a little time, then vanishes away, the Bible says. Listen, this isn't my eternal body. We are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. Amen? For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Amen? This isn't all there is. Let's look at another scripture on that. Job, here's what Job said. Job went through all kind of mess. Look what he said. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, hallelujah, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amen? This isn't all there is. I'm going to see God one day. Live for Him. Live. That's how I keep my body. Is there another verse we have? Okay, no. Here we go. Here's something else. How do I keep my body? I have His marks in my body. Can you say that with me? I need a little help this morning. I have His marks in my body. Now, what am I talking about? Let's look at the Scripture. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. You know what? You've done it, I've done it. We've made mistakes. We could have been more than we are right now for the Lord. I'm sure most of us could say that. But you know what I can say and you can't take from me? I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. I know where I was when He came to my heart as a hell-raising teenager. I knew that. I know the different things. I've seen Him work in my life. I've seen Him do things in my life. I've seen Him pick me up when I'm hurt so bad I couldn't get up. I have the marks of Jesus in my body. That helps me keep my body. That's some serious tattooing right there. You hearing me? I like that kind of good stuff. That's good stuff. Jesus has marked me. He's marked my spirit. And when I struggle to keep my body, I'm reminded of all His marks on my life. Why can't I do that? Why do I need not to do that? Why do I need to live for Him? Because He's got His mark on my life. Are you following me? He doesn't just mark preachers. He marks His people. And He loves you today. I want the mark of Jesus on me. Amen? I want that. Oh, what a comfort that is today. Now, let's keep moving. I'll magnify Jesus in my body. That's how I keep my body. I magnify Him. I make a commitment to Him. I want to magnify Jesus Christ in my body. And if I don't keep my body, He's not going to be magnified in me. Philippians 1:20 and 21. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing shall I be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Say that 21 with me. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. This body and all there is, friend, but it's all you've got. Amen? While you're on planet Earth, to do something amazing. God wants to work in your body for His glory, for His good. My body is His temple. Now we're coming to the last part of the message today. And that's to this fourth point. So far, review with me. We have a special body. We are to be a living body. We are to have a kept
body.
But you know what appears more times in the Bible when it comes to body than anything? Right here.
A dead body.
Amen.
A dead body. A dead body. Where am I coming from? The term dead body appears more times in the Bible than in any other reference to the body. Let's keep moving. Let's see what we can learn. In the book of Leviticus, that's those beginning books, part of the law of God, God gave the law concerning the high priest. Yeah, he talked about the high priest in a lot of ways, but he actually spoke to him about a dead body. Look at it. 21:10. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head nor rend his clothes. What's this? Neither shall he go into any dead body nor defile himself, not even for his father or for his mother. Okay, what is the point? The point is this. That the high priest could have nothing to do with a dead body. Now, I know I've switched gears, but hang in here with me. We're going somewhere. The high priest could have anything to do with a dead body. Matter of fact, anybody who touched a dead body was deemed unclean and needed purification under the law of God. Look at the verse, Numbers 19. He that touches the dead body of any man shall be what? Unclean. How many? 7 days. Matter of fact, he shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean, but if he purified not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Then he go through a rite of purification with splashing of water and this kind of thing to make them pure. What's my point? We're getting there. This was God's law. Keep moving. This is the plan of God when it comes to a dead body. But listen to this. When we live for ourselves, we're dead to God. When we live for ourselves, we are dead to God. Were these rules about a dead body in the Old Testament? Did God come up with those rules, yes or no? Sure He did. Sure He did. Okay? But let me tell you something. When you and I live for ourselves, we're dead to God. We're dead to God. We're to be dead to sin, aren't we? And alive unto who? God, the Bible says. When we die to ourselves, we're alive to God. Does that make any sense? When we're alive to God, that means that we have to die to ourselves. So if we're full of ourselves, if this body is all about us, all about what we can do, blah, 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 God's not pleased with us. Let's keep moving. The Apostle Paul said this, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ, Jesus our Lord. Say that little green part with me. I die daily. Do I die to God daily? No. I die to who daily? Myself, every day. I need to die to myself. And here's the point I'm trying to get to eventually. If I'm dead spiritually, I'll not have the touch of God on my life. If the high priest couldn't touch a dead body, I don't believe God's going to touch a dead body. If the high priest couldn't go in and be defiled, I don't believe God, who's a holy God, is going to take a Christian who doesn't live for Him, doesn't love Him, is not trying to keep His body. I don't believe you're going to have the touch of God on your life. You can pray to the gals come on. God is not going to touch a dead body. I don't believe it. He's going to touch somebody who's alive unto Him, who loves Him, who cares for Him, who wants to serve Him. Let's keep moving. God is holy. He will not live in a defiled temple. Romans 6:11-12. Likewise, reckon yourselves to be what? Dead. Indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey the lust thereof. Here's a big point. Could you say that with me? If sin reigns in our body, God... Come on, one more time. If sin reigns in our body, God, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I love Jesus, but I live like a dog. I love Jesus, but I do what I want. Ain't gonna fly. If sin reigns in our body, God won't. I'm not saying we don't struggle. We crucify our flesh. That's what the Bible says. Paul said, I died today. Paul says things I should do, I don't do. And he has to confess those. Thank God for verses like 1 John. If we confess our sins, He's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Keep a short account. There's not a reason in the world. Jesus said just live a day at a time, just today. There's not a reason why every one of us can't confess our sins every day. We don't have to keep some big old long list. Get right right with the Lord. Confess it. And by the way, when you confess tomorrow, you confess what you already confessed. You don't need to confess that again. Blood of Jesus is cleansed. Amen? Live for Him every day. You can do it. Because if sin reigns in our body, God won't. It ain't happening. Listen to Jesus. Now we're done with the message this morning. Thank you for listening. Jesus was with His disciples. He took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it to them. Say that green with me. This is my body, which is given for you. Let's keep moving, Raj. Jesus died so we could live. Jesus died so we could live. We must die to ourselves and our selfishness so He can live through us. You understanding today? My body. Oh, I've got a special body. I need to have a living body. I need to keep my body so I won't be a dead body. I want to be alive for Jesus Christ. I want to be alive for God. And when I die to myself, my selfishness, Jesus Christ can live through me. And this is what I'd like us to tell God today. I'd like us to be just like Jesus. Would you say this with me? Would you stand with me? Come on, stand with me. We're done. Thank you. I'd ask you not to leave us if you don't mind. I appreciate it. We try to be hospitable and thankful for your presence and being here. And I just ask for the same prayer, see if you don't mind. Just hang in here with us. Let's let the Lord do something in our life these last few moments. He's been speaking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. We've been giving the Word. I believe faith is going to be exercised this morning. And it's already being done in this place. I'd like you to look at this. Could you tell Jesus that? Could you tell God that today? This is my body, which is given for you. That's what He said for us, didn't He? This is my body, guys. At Last Supper, I'm giving it for you. Could you? That's what God wants you. What does God want out of my life? He wants that. That's what He wants. Would you tell Him that? Let's tell Him that today. Can we say that? This is my body, which is given for you. I want you to tell Him that one more time. Just look at the screen so you make sure you got it in your mind. This is my body, which is given for you. Now, would you just bow your head with me? Just meditate on that thought. Meditate on that thought. This is my body, which is given for you. God gave you choice. God gave you the control. Only you can control what you're going to do with your body for God. Would you tell Him right now in your spirit? Would you tell Him right now? I'm asking you to tell Him, to mean it, to be honest. Only you can do that. I can't do that. I can put it on the screen. But I can't get you to do that in your spirit and mean business. You need to be honest with Him. Lord, this is my body, which is given for you. This is my body, which is given for you. This is my body, Lord, which is given for you. Give it to Him today. Would you say, I want that kind of body language. I want to have God speaking through me, using me, helping me, touching me so I can touch others. I don't want to be dead to God. I want to be alive so He can put His hands on me and touch me with His Spirit. Oh, I want that in my life. This is my body, which is given for you. How many with heads bowed this morning just would say, Pastor Clark, that is the passion of my heart this morning. This is my body, which is given for you. Would you just raise that hand? Not to boast. Not to boast. That's just a testimony to God. You can just say, this is my body, which is given for you. Would you say that with me? Come on, heads bowed. You know it now. This is my body, which is given for you. Father, I pray for these that have been touched today. They feel this. They want this. They know this is their purpose, their passion, the reason they've been put on this planet. They don't believe they came from a monkey, a dog, or a fish, anything else. They believe that they were fearfully and wonderfully made. They know they're sinners. They know they've made mistakes. They've accepted you as their Savior, Lord. And they want to live for you. This is their body, which is given for you, God. Bless them with your blessing. Father, I pray your favor would rest upon these that want to sell out and give their body for Jesus Christ. Bless them, God, I pray. Encourage their heart today. Use them in a mighty way to be your body on this planet, God, that you can touch them. Bless them in a mighty way, I pray. In Jesus' name.